This week's parsha is Re'eh, and also Rosh Chodesh benching for El, the month before Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin. Interestingly, in this week's parsha, 14:9, Yud Dalet, Tes, the pasuk says regarding which type of fish are considered kosher and which are not kosher. What are the kosher fish? They have two separate simanim, two separate signs. It has to have a snap ear, fins, because keses is scales. If it has fins and scales, it is a kosher fish. The Gemara in Chulin, 66b, discusses this, and it basically comes out when one reads the Gemara that the word snapir, which are the fins, really appear on most fish, kosher and non-kosher. It's really irrelevant to deciding if something's going to be kosher. The main thing is if it has kaskes, if it has scales. If you find a fish with scales and you don't know if it has fins, you can eat it. If it doesn't have the scales, then you have, and it has fins, it's not good enough yet until you prove it has scales. So the Gemara has an obvious question. If you need the scales, and the scales is the main thing, and the snapir and the fins are really on both kosher and non-kosher fish, then what's the point of the Torah even mentioning it at all? Why mention snapir if it's really irrelevant for the entire idea of what makes it kosher? The Gemara gives a cryptic answer, and the Gemara says, what's the reason why the Torah says it? Lahagdil Torah va'adir, which means that really there's no point in it, as far as we could tell on a simple level. That means Hashem wrote the extra word in order to expand Torah. Very strange, very interesting concept that has to be delved into. Rabbi Yashiv, in his Chumash Sefer called Divrei Agada, has a fascinating idea. He goes to the Mishnah in Kedushin. What are the obligations a father has to teach a son? And one of them is, he must teach a son how to swim. So Rabbi Yashiv asks the question, is the assumption, like most people state, that the reason why one has to teach a son how to swim is because he might find himself in a dangerous situation on a boat, and he might be in a situation where he can get killed, and therefore the knowledge of swimming will help him? He says, okay, what about all other situations? Does this mean in today's society where boats are not that rampant, maybe people have to teach their kids karate? Maybe we should start teaching people how to shoot a gun? Self-defense courses, is that part of the obligation? Doesn't seem like it. Seems just swimming. So he wants to say that the fins of a fish really help it swim. The scales are for protection. Fins are for swimming, and that's why most fish have fins, because most fish can swim. A fish without fins is not going to survive very long in the sea. So he says the idea of swimming means you're swimming against the tide. So he says when someone swims with the tide, that's not called swimming, it's called floating. If a piece of wood flows down a river, it floats, it's not called swimming. The proof that something is called swimming as opposed to floating is if it can go against the stream. So he says, a person has to teach his son to swim. Doesn't only limit it to physical swimming for the danger, because that could encompass many other ideas. What it means to swim is, the concept of swim means against the grain. It means a person is in this world. He has to realize that the world is headed in a certain direction, and he has to be able to go against it. A person has to train his children to be able to withstand the outside social pressures that exist in our world today. That's the idea of teaching the kid how to swim. Swimming means against the grain, not floating along with the grain. He says, but that's why the symbol of anyone has to do that. Goyim have the same obligation. Goyim as well have to be able to rule and work against themselves of the society and try to be better. Don't go along with society that if society is becoming an immoral place and say, well, everyone's doing it, I'm going to do it as well. No. Therefore, what it has to say is, it has to say that the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew is going to be the kaskeses, which is the scales. The scales of a fish, what are they used for? They're for protection. Protection in Judaism is through Torah and mitzvahs. So what the Torah is telling us, which fish are kosher, you need something going against the grain, because Jews have to go against the grain. But how do you go against the grain? How do you know who's a Jew and who's not a Jew? How do you know what's correct, what's not correct? You need the scales. You need the Torah knowledge of what is good and what is bad. That means sometimes in the non-Jewish world, you could see someone, everyone's doing a certain thing, and you could say, wait, maybe that's morally correct. But not realizing that on our Torah values, these are not the correct way to go. So you need, in order to be a kosher, you need the scales, which means you need the protection, which means you need the Torah and the mitzvahs, and then to be able to swim against the tide. That's how it works. The scales and the fins are to know and use our knowledge and what is correct in society and what is not. Perfect opening for El Zman, when we start thinking about where we want to be in life. And one of the things is, we know we are influenced by our outside surroundings. We have to work on this. That's why this parasha comes up now. Work on swimming against the tide of the world that is going in a wrong direction. Have a great Shabbos.